It is known that this epistle of the Apostle Paul was written between the years 54 to 55 AD to the church at Corinth. This was a vibrant church in a vibrant city, a very cosmopolitan city. And God had called a people out of this city that was filled with all kinds of things, with all kinds of religions. It was a dark city in many ways, even though there was often a buzz in that city. But spiritually, it was dark. But God, as the apostle says, called these people. And he says, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints. Dear friends, what a joy it is for God to call us by his grace. And then to give us his grace, the apostle here begins by saying, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't you need grace today, dear friends? You need grace every day. I certainly need grace. What poor sinners we are, weak we are, with all kinds of temptations and trials. And we need grace and we need peace. This is a graceless world, and it is a world without peace. There is wars and rumors of wars, and there are lack of peace in people's hearts as well. And yet, through Jesus Christ, we have grace, peace, mercy, forgiveness, life, and all of these things, not just for now, but forevermore, these things are ours. Those who are called by God's grace. Dear friends, if you're a Christian, how blessed you are. How thankful you should be. And yes, it doesn't mean that we are without sin. It doesn't mean that divisions may not come. And here the Apostle Paul speaks about there are contentions, divisions amongst them. But he writes this because he says there is a solution to these divisions. It's the truth of the gospel. Is the truth as it is in Jesus Christ. There is a way for problems to be fixed in people's lives, but it's not done by ourselves. It's done by the Lord alone. So there is hope. Are there divisions in your homes? There is hope there. Are there divisions amongst anyone here? There is hope there. We must come to the truth of God and ask for his grace and peace. And he has assured us that he will give it. Well, may the Lord work in all of us to experience this grace and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ as the Holy Spirit applies these things to us. Amen. Let us pray.